Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. We return now at the beginning of our Bibles to Genesis chapter 2 and verse 8. I set this verse up for us yesterday when we talked about God preparing a home for man and woman. God is the God who prepares a place for his people. In Genesis 2, God prepares a garden, and according to Jesus in John chapter 14, he is preparing for all his disciples a dwelling place in heaven. God really does love us, and he once again demonstrates this love by preparing for us a dwelling place. From the beginning to the end, God is faithful to us. He never fails. God is our faithful provider. Let me read to you Genesis chapter 2, verse 8, as we get going on a Tuesday. The Lord God planted a garden toward the east in Eden, and there he placed the man whom he had formed. Here we have the name for God being Lord God, meaning, as we have said, Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah Elohim. God is with us, and God is the one who created us. God is Lord God. And now the verse says that God planted a garden. We'll learn what was in the garden soon, but notice first that it is toward the east. A common question here will be to ask, where was this garden? Can we locate it on a map today? The answer is we do not know where the garden was. We cannot locate it on a map. But wherever it was, it is toward the east from the perspective of the writer of Genesis, who I believe is Moses. Let's stick with the text because this gets very interesting. Notice, second, that this garden is in Eden. Here is something that a lot of Bible readers miss. Christians will often refer to the garden as the Garden of Eden. And in a sense, that is accurate, because in Genesis 2, verse 15, it is called, quote, the Garden of Eden. However, God gives us an important but small detail in verse 8, saying the garden was in Eden. Meaning what? Meaning Eden is a place much bigger than just the garden. The garden that God planted was in a place called Eden. Some of you will need to adjust your thinking a bit on this one. It is possible to read Genesis 2:7, the Lord God planted a garden toward the east in Eden, to mean that the garden was on the eastern side of Eden. The garden was on the eastern side of Eden. Eden is a place, and within Eden is this beautiful, lush garden that the Lord God has planted. And one other comment on in Eden, before we learn what is meant by Eden. This will not be the last time in Genesis where a distinction is made between east and west, but we will come to that later. For now, get this on your mind, if you would. Eden is a bigger territory than the garden. The garden was in Eden. And the Bible presents Eden as an actual, real place, not as an allegorical or mythical place. Genesis is no myth or folktale. Genesis is the highest and best truth, and Eden is real. So first, the garden is toward the east, and second, the garden is in Eden. Third, Eden is a real place. And now fourth, what does the Hebrew word for garden mean? It means a protected enclosure. A protected enclosure. Robert Harbash tells us in the Hebrew Old Testament, garden can be translated as an orchard or a forest and called the Garden of God. In the Septuagint, the Greek language translation of the Old Testament, the term is paradise. and that is borrowed from the Persian language to suggest a royal park. And when we come over to the New Testament, we find this word paradise descriptive of heaven. Let me give a quick example. In Revelation 2, verse 7, Jesus reveals, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." The word for paradise in Revelation 2, 7 is the same Greek word used for garden in Genesis 2, 8. And of course, we will be reading about the tree of life in Genesis chapter 2 very soon. So, the garden is a protected enclosure. It is an orchard or a forest. It is a paradise, a royal park. This is what God has made for man and woman. Let's stop and reflect. What an awesome provision this is. And I invite you to please keep this in mind. But now let's proceed and ask, fifth, what does the name Eden mean? What does Eden mean? Well, the Hebrew term means delight. Think enjoyment and pleasure. I love this. Eden was a delight and enjoyment and a pleasure. And gardens are a delight, aren't they? And maybe you have planted your own garden. What do you grow therein? Flowers? Oh, flowers. Plants? Trees? Bushes? Vegetables? Fruit? As I have told you before, I love the outdoors and I like to get my hands dirty in soil. But we have never really lived in a place or lived long enough in a place to have a true garden. Our persistent travel has not allowed for it. But one of the things travel has done is allowed my wife and I to visit some of the world's most beautiful gardens. My three favorites are the Botanical Gardens in Edinburgh, Scotland, the Royal Botanic Gardens, the Kew Gardens, London, England, and the Botanic Gardens in Christchurch, New Zealand. I have many fond memories and photos of a day out in the gardens, where someone else did all the work of gardening and weeding and watering, by the way. A stroll through a garden is not boring, but rather refreshing. Gardens are usually quiet and great places to rest, to pray, and to worship God who created every plant and flower and vegetable and fruit and tree to enjoy. What must it have been like to be the first man and the first woman in the garden of God? The garden in Eden. It must have been pure delight, enjoyment, and pleasure. And, of course, the greatest was this. God was there. Listen now to the second half of Genesis 2, verse 8. The Bible says, "And there the Lord God placed the man whom he had formed." Here is another important small detail. Man was formed outside of the garden in Eden and transported or brought into the garden by God. Look at your Bible carefully. In verse 7, God formed man, and in verse 8, God placed the man whom he had formed into the garden in Eden. It is as if God takes man by the hand and walks him into the garden. God introduces man to his new home. Henry Morris offers an insight that I like. He says that the first man, Adam, was able to observe God preparing the beautiful garden as Adam's home. Isn't that something? I was really quite taken by this thought. And it makes sense. By verse 8, man is a living being enjoying fellowship with God, as woman is not yet made. And as God fashions the garden, Adam watches. Let me quote Henry Morris. "Adam's first knowledge of his Creator thus would have been one who loved him and carefully and abundantly provided for him." Unquote. Friends, we have become so far removed from this scene in the beginning, and this distance has done us great harm. No wonder we have lost sense of what it truly means to be in deep fellowship with our God. Consider the intimacy of God and man in just this one verse. Look what God provides. Oh, just to be alone with the Lord, where it is quiet and beautiful and fair. And yet here we are, bombarded by noise, by what is ugly and dirty. You know what I think? I think we all yearn for paradise regained. All of our souls are desperately crying out for God who planted the garden and placed man in it, for God was with man. God and man together. I invite you to come along with me this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening, whenever you listen to this, and to put away all the technology, to turn off the TV, the internet, and the radio, put down the iPad and the newspaper, drag yourself away from the politics and the debate, and focus for a while on God. Dwell on the Word of God, pray. Just be quiet and listen. Be attentive to the Holy Spirit living within you, dear brother and sister in Christ. If you are not yet a Christian, turn to God now. Just simply say from your heart, "Reveal yourself to me, God." Hear again this verse and meditate on what is said. The Lord God planted a garden toward the east in Eden, and there he placed the man whom he had formed. That's Genesis 2, verse 8. Tomorrow we will go into the garden with God and with man and see what is there. But as I send you off to meet with God, here's what we learned today. The garden is a real place toward the east in Eden. Garden means a protected enclosure. It is an orchard or a forest. It is a paradise, a royal park. Eden means delight, enjoyment, a pleasure. And God took man from outside Eden and placed him in the garden inside Eden. Meditate on this and join me tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.